Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission working hard for wheat producers.
Well, through USDA's Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities, the national sorghum producers were recently awarded a grant of up to $65 million. While at the sorghum producers meeting in Enid, Oklahoma, Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk visited with the Sustainability Director for the national sorghum producers, Adam York, to tell us a little bit more about that grant.
Absolutely. So National Sorghum Producers was awarded a grant of up to $65 million from USDA for their Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program. This program will be utilized to pay farmers for new practices that they adopt on their field to collect data for what is the back-end carbon sequestration and carbon intensity for those practices associated with the sorghum or the sorghum-based rotation that they have on their farm. Ultimately for added value in markets downstream that are looking for, from consumer demand, climate smart products.
From the policy side in Washington, D.C., York said he's most focused on looking at what circumstances are for the House and Senate and producing a farm bill.
Well, I think from the policy side in Washington, D.C., looking at what the circumstances are for the House and Senate makeup to produce a farm bill will be one of keen interest that sorghum farmers and all of agriculture looks at throughout 2023. It's still early, so time will tell, but we certainly will be following that discussion along.
York said he's also looking forward to a great year for 2023 for all sorghum producers.
I think it'll be a great year. I think as farmers look to see what are their soil moisture profiles and looking at crops like sorghum that are drought resilient, sorghum could have a bright future this year, but also in years going forward as well.
Once again, that's Adam York, Sustainability Director for the National Sorghum Producers. Well, not much change this week in the Oklahoma Drought Monitor report. Warmer temperatures and below normal precipitation can be expected through April. There is a slight chance of some snow in the Oklahoma Panhandle this weekend, and northwest Oklahoma may see some precipitation, kind of a rain and snow mix coming up on Saturday. Exceptional drought unchanged from last week's 11.77%. Extreme drought or worse has increased only slightly from last week as it moved 57.21% to 57.90 over the past week. Severe drought now at 81.01%. Moderate dry or worse also remains unchanged at 89.12%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions did see a slight change. There's an increase there at 97.46 to 97.96. You've got farm news on Ron.
Last year's fertilizer cost too much. This year's fertilizer still costs too much. So maybe next year... Maybe next year, instead of paying whatever the market dictates, you should find a new source. Source from Sound Agriculture unlocks more of the crop nutrients that are already in your soil, so you can use less fertilizer and capture the yield you count on to turn a profit. I said to turn a profit. That's more like it. Learn more at sound.ag.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.